That's how you see me looking at the glass.
I said, oh, man, I see him staring at me. I'm going off with my boy Brandon.
You're going to find your car, toilet paper your car.
Yeah, I'm going to be all flipped over. I think
there. Tell me about it. Hey, but I think everybody kind of expected right now around here, expected the defense to kind of get torched in the passing game.
Yeah.
But how disappointing were you guys with – and Helu, he kind of proved me wrong, too. I know he's a solid running back now. I kind of said he was a flash of the old Denver Broncos running game.
Well, that was what you mentioned.
Three weeks in a row now, over 100 yards for this guy, and he ran for 170 yards, almost 5 yards a carry against a team that we all thought here in New England was a pretty good run defense.
Yes, and we have been very effective stopping the run. He was just, more power to him. He was hitting those edges hard, or he was hitting the edges and coming back. And that was Coach Shanahan's philosophy that he kind of brought from Denver to the Redskins organization. And we just, our fits, we didn't tackle well, and he was taking advantage of it.
And going forward, you guys are going out to Denver, who's got a pretty good running game themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of a copycat league, too, and so you might see some of those same runs next week. So you got that place to fix that.
Got
to
get hip flexors and hamstring tight, man. They're not high up to weather.
Give a little extra step this week. I know that first strip sack, touchdown by Big Vince. You come out of it right away playing your old boys, Washington?
It was great. Everybody was asking me how it feels just to come out and come back to a team that you played for 5 years. And going out there and warming up, I mean, you just see a lot of familiar faces. You see the names surrounding the stadium. And it was some great memories. But once that whistle blew, it's game time. I'm a Patriot now. So to make that play was great.
You talked about that running game, and they had a great day on the ground. How much of it was Helu versus the zone blocking? You credit Shanahan bringing that in there, but how difficult is that to prepare for? How many teams do you think, Andre, run that sort of zone blocking scheme that Mike Shanahan has continued to run there in Washington?
No, you don't find too many teams do that. More teams are definitely more ground and pound and more downhill. And I think they just were so very effective, and I'm not sure what it was just more. I'm confident what it was is it boiled down to our run fits, who need to be there in a certain spot or just got as far as the run and force defense. And like I said, we work on it, harp on it too much. So we really got to get in gear, especially coming down the stretch.
Now, did you on that plane ride home? Did you have to go through that rule book to try to figure out how to hit a quarterback again? Because does anybody know how the hell to hit a quarterback anymore?
I went through my head countless times, and like I said, it's the league has changed so much. Like I said, I understand as far as the league trying to protect quarterbacks or protect players in general. But at the same time, football's football. You got to find a way to make a play.
I mean, when you decide to go after Grossman, you're pretty much leaving your feet to go after him or lunge towards him.
Yeah.
If you're expecting to hit him in the hip or the thigh, and he continues to back up, that's what I saw. Like, he just backed up out of it, and because of the space, you ended up hitting him a little bit lower than maybe you intended to.
He was out of the strike zone.
And like you said, I had an offensive lineman on me holding me. So
yeah, it was a big boy.
I really don't know what else to do.
You hit him low and inside, man.
On a play like that, Andre, did you ask for an explanation from Triplett or somebody on that crew to explain what you did? So maybe it's a goofy-ass rule, excuse my language. What did they explain it to you as?
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to discuss to the referees of what happened. Me and the coaches were trying to – even the coaches didn't know how that call was made. The whole game was so crazy when it just came to penalties. I mean, it was on both sides of the ball. They kept the game really tight. I mean, they were just – sometimes games are going to be like that. So as a player in general, you got to say, okay, I got to be more – just maybe a little bit more disciplined here and there.
And as a defensive player, there were several hits in that game that were very questionable. Right. Even London Fletcher's hit on Tom Brady.
Right.
And then the explanation for calling it a personal foul or whatever, just elbow to the head.
Right.
And I don't know what you guys are supposed to use a tackle anymore.
I know.
And then when you look at the replay.
Right.
You can't use your head to tackle. You can't use your forearm when you come in now.
Elbow to the head. He was lying on the ground.
He was sliding. Yeah. Notice when he didn't get down soon enough. We're hometown guys saying that, about our star quarterback and our prized quarterback and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a bad call. You got to give these guys some kind of leeway. And he didn't hit him in the head either.
No, he didn't hit him in the head. But like I said, it's just the league is just – his change involved so much. Just patty cake, I guess. Tap him.
put some flags on these guys, man.
Something. I mean, it's what ball. I told you, I'm going to have my son play baseball.
There you go.
Have baseball. He's into hockey. Baseball or hockey. You better
watch out for that pitcher that likes to go high and inside. Yeah.
It's funny because you come out of that game, right, with some hits on quarterbacks. Right. You start to question everything. And now you're about to face a quarterback that might as well be a running back.
Right.
I mean, you don't know what he's going to. He might not slide. He might try to run you over.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's very aggressive. And that's something that we have to keep in mind, but you know, especially coming into Denver, I mean, everybody knows he loves a scramble. So, like I said, it's back to the drawing board to his game plan. I said I gotta get my hamstrings ready.
And he's a big boy too.
And he's a big boy. Yeah. He's a big boy. He's definitely hard to tackle. But in Denver in general, I mean, they're just on cloud nine. They're winning well because they're playing well together, and that's always important.
You mentioned before, joked about stretching out, going to Denver, get the hip flexors going. Yeah. Is it that much of a difference? We hear so many things, Andre, about the mile high air, how it affects teams. I thought at the end of that game, the Bears looked fatigued chasing Tebow around. Right. Is it a myth, or is it actually true that it's tougher to play there?
Talking to players that been there for long periods of time, I think there's some truth to it.
Really?
And also talking to my dad. During the times he has played, he said, you know, he always looked over and see the opponents tired, and especially winter, especially during the times of winter. I mean, that air is real thin, so it's definitely a mental thing just to try to push through it and just get accustomed to that environment.
How happy are you about this game not being flexed back to the 8:30 start? That
hey man, I was about to have my extra tubs of Vaseline ready. And, yeah, because that thing would be a little cold.
and then you kind of think about the morning trip back.
Yeah,
because you guys have a Saturday game the next week.
Yeah, I know. No, that was. I'm glad we were able to play. Was it two o'clock Denver time? I mean, just keep it as is, and let's ready to roll.
Last one for me. Champ Bailey in the Denver Post today, and many of the defensive players, Andre, are saying the same thing about Tim Tebow, that he's sort of motivating them because as a defense, it appears they're getting more confidence.
Right.
Quarterback play. Can a defensive team, can a defensive unit build confidence off of what your own quarterback is doing? Can he build that momentum for you on the other side of the ball?
No, I think with Tim Tebow, granted he is a quarterback there, but he just – I think just in general, he's just a man. I mean, he's a human being that just loves the game. So as a player, whether you're on defense or special teams, when they look in his eyes and know that, you know, they can play well together and go out there and execute the plan, the sky's the limit. And so, you see that these past few weeks, they've been playing well together.
One thing we saw this week, too, in the sidelines, you're out there in the field, was Tom Brady going at a little bit with Bill O'Brien on that sidelines.
Yeah.
You probably always played against him. You saw this guy from afar, did you? And I think over the last couple of years, we've seen it maybe just because they catch him more on TV. I don't know. But Tom Brady, more animated.
Right.
Is he the same guy you thought when you played against him, now that you've been with him for some time?
He's the same guy. I wouldn't expect anything less from Tom. And as players, you know, especially in this game, you get caught up in the moment. You know, you maybe get a little you know, ticked off in regards to a play or a certain series. I'm sure Mr. Brown can agree.
I think that Tom,
you never disagree with Tom.
I think that Tom is, well, I mean, really not. I have disagreed. We've had our share of shouting matches, in our day. But, you know, they squashed it pretty quickly, just like we did back then, because you got to get back to business. And, and you leave what happens on the field, you leave it on the field. You never take it into the locker room.
No.
And that's how, you know, he's pretty professional about it. And,
you
know, he and like so many other players that he's played with and he's playing with now are perfectionists. And you want to be perfect.
That's it.
Every time you go out on the field. And I'm sure he was frustrated a little bit by, you know, Tyquan's getting undercut because you can read his lips and, you know, saying he got undercut on the route. And then, you know, and on the other side of it, you know, it's a ball that Tom probably shouldn't have thrown. And kudos to Billy O for taking up for his young wide receiver, because this is not the time you want him to lose confidence, or you want Tom to lose confidence in a guy that's probably going to show some promise one day.
Yeah.
Because they haven't developed a receiver in a long time now.
Right.
So. They're on the other side of the ball over there with Stallworth and Gaffney.
Well, that's the reason why they're on the other side of the ball, too.
Yeah.
So Denver, it's Tebow week. Get ready. Going to hear a lot about Tim Tebow around these parts,
I'm
Andre.
I'm sure.
No, I hate Tim Tebow. No, I did not say that. See, he's playing that clip for you. It's an edited clip.
Oh, they got you, huh?
Got me a little bit. Andre Carter joining us. Thanks,
appreciate
Andre.
God bless
appreciate
you guys,
it. Andre Carter.
Man.